Sam Levitt down here on the field at Petco Park, and right now I'm joined by Padres catcher Kyle Higashioka as we get ready for today's game on the Padres Radio Network. And Kyle, the last time I had a chance to talk to you one-on-one was back at spring training, got a sense of how you were acclimating to the new organization, all the different things that come along with that. First month or so in San Diego, how's it been so far?
It's been really good. I think I've adjusted pretty well to the team, and these guys are great. They've been great. I think we definitely have yet to hit our stride, but we showed a lot of good things so far.
You talk about having yet to hit your stride as a team. To you, as you watch this team, when you're in the lineup, when you're on the bench, what do you see as far as the potential of this team as a group?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have an extremely potent lineup. A lot of great hitters. We score a lot of runs. The pitching, I mean, we got a bunch of studs starting pitchers. Not everyone's firing on all cylinders yet, but I really believe that it's going to happen soon. And I think the bullpen's been pretty good overall. So it'll come together.
Let's talk about the pitching. Michael King, obviously your teammate in New York, he had that just outstanding outing in Milwaukee last week. You had a chance to catch that outing from Michael. When Michael King is at his best, or when he's been at his best this season, what does that look like to you?
He's using both sides of the plate, making good use of both fastballs and just mixing pitches, keeping hitters off balance.
What makes him particularly tough when he's really got it going?
I think both of his fastballs are very different in terms of pitch shape. There's a big difference in terms of lateral and vertical movement with the two fastballs. So it really keeps guys off balance.
This may be ultimately a better question for him, but obviously he's somebody who is continuing to be a starting pitcher every 5 days from the start of a season for the very first time in his career. How do you see him sort of adjusting to that part of it, being a starter really from the start of a season on for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's gotten into a good routine, yeah. And he knows how to prepare himself every day. So he's not a guy I worry about. He's a hard worker. He's smart. Knows what he's doing out there.
Kyle, another guy you've had a chance to catch quite a bit, that's Matt Waldron, who had that really nice outing in Colorado earlier this week. What stood out to you about what he's done so far this year?
I think he's done a good job trusting his stuff, throwing strikes, getting ahead of guys, and I think that's the key. The knuckleball is obviously a pitch it's so hard to catch. I can't, you have to think that it's equally as hard to hit, so, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just trying to tackle it.
Do you feel like you're getting more comfortable with it as time goes on, as you see it more?
I'm not sure. it's always a struggle.
As far as Matt's repertoire as a whole, obviously he's a little bit of a different pitcher with the knuckleball because he's not a quote-unquote traditional knuckleballer where it's what he primarily throws. How do you feel like he continues to work on that wider pitch mix?
I think it's important for him to throw everything because, you can get guys slowed down and he's got the fastball and he's got the command to be effective with it. And then, if guys are looking for the fastball, he obviously has the knuckleball and also the sweeper. It's been good.
Padres catcher Kyle Higashioka joining us here on the Padres Radio Network. Back to your game. Obviously, you're getting a chance to start here every handful of days. Offensively, where do you feel like you're at right now in the first month of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think recently I've been having some better at-bats and, making decent contact. So I think the hits are coming, but it's definitely, typically takes me a little bit to get going, but I think I'm right there.
Final thing for you, obviously you were playing in New York a long time. This time of year, weather's not like this. You enjoying this weather so far?
Yeah, it's been beautiful. So better than I could have imagined.
Kyle, appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you again down the road. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sam.